And Alaskans have been seeking reassurance about Ebola anywhere they can find it, from the local clinic to the mayor's office. After weeks of fielding nervous phone calls, the city decided to make their emergency plans clear and remind residents that their risk of contracting Ebola is still pretty low. It's rare to see more than a handful of people turn out for a public meeting in Unalaska, but at Tuesday night's panel on Ebola preparedness, more than 75 people packed into City Hall. The standing room only crowd wanted answers to questions like this.
So somebody says, walk through exactly what the process would be if Ebola hit here now.
That's Ann Nora Arrett, the medical director at the local clinic.
Let's say somebody called up one of the processing safety officers and said, I have a fever and vomiting and diarrhea. Okay, so EMS gets called and you take it from there.
Senior Fire Captain Zach Chastain stepped in to answer for the city's emergency medical volunteers.
As it stands right now, if we had a call tonight, we could respond appropriately to it.
He said dispatchers would ask the caller about their symptoms and recent travel to try to assess the risk of Ebola. Paramedics would try to confirm that on scene by looking for a fever above 101.5 degrees. If they found one, responders would put on their full-body hazmat suits. Chastain says they have gear and training in line with the latest Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. He says responders would help get the patient into quarantine at the clinic, where a trained staff member would try to rule out other illnesses. But in the end, Arrett says the patient would have to be flown off the island for an official diagnosis. The clinic's game plan is the result of conversations with state and federal health officials, Arrett said. The Coast Guard, commercial medevac companies, and the local tribal clinic have also been consulted. As plans move forward, Arrett asked residents to be conscious of the stigma surrounding Ebola.
We don't want to make assumptions about someone's skin color and label them with being a carrier of infection. So please keep that in mind. And we'll be doing some educational sessions, hopefully, in some of the bigger plants where they have a lot of people coming in together in a small area.
She said she's been keeping up with local processing companies on how they're screening returning workers for signs of illness or risky travel. Some, like Westward and Alyeska Seafoods, conduct physical examinations as they recruit for the next big processing season in January. Meanwhile, Unalaska's biggest processor, Unisea, is screening workers based on travel, too. But their human resources director says they don't typically recruit workers from West Africa, where the outbreak is centered right now. Then there's American Seafoods, which runs offshore processing operations in Unalaska. Arrett said they've asked employees who've been to an affected area to stay home for 30 days before coming to work.
I know they're doing screening in Seattle, and then they plan on also doing screening in Dutch Harbor.
Even if the risk of Ebola is low in Unalaska, Arrett said folks should make sure they're staying healthy in other ways.
If you choose to get a flu shot, this would be a good year to get a flu shot.
And she said people should do their best to prevent the spread of illness. For its part, the clinic's taking no chances. A sign posted on the front door last week tells patients with Ebola-like symptoms to stop outside and call for an escort into the building. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.